This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 224 for Thursday, January 13th. Ice canola futures are weaker on Thursday, especially with large double-digit losses in the old crop months, while declines in new crop are much more moderate. With the final settlement still pending, the March canola contract tumbles $32.20 at $9.82.5 per ton. The May contract retreats $22.40 at $9.69.40 per ton. A trader says that spec money is being flushed out of the oilseed markets. Come the weekend, rain is forecast for Argentina and southern Brazil. While that will boost thirsty soybean crops there, it's putting a scare in oilseeds, with spillover pulling down canola. That means there's pressure on canola coming from sharp declines in the Chicago soy complex and in European rapeseed. Losses in Malaysian palm oil are more moderate. Also, global crude oil prices are taking a step back, placing a little bit more pressure on edible oils. The trader notes that it's quite unlikely that there will be a stampede to get out of canola, but there's a small chance of a flash crash in the Canadian oilseed. The Canadian dollar is higher, adding more pressure onto canola values. The loonie bumps up to 80.07 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 79.94. The United States Department of Agriculture reports weekly export sales of wheat are more than 264,000 tons for the week ending January 6th, and somewhat higher than those from the previous week. Corn export sales of nearly 458,000 tons improved 79% on the week. Soybean export sales jumped 92% at over 735,000 tons of old crop. There are also sales of 183,000 tons of new crop. Soy meal comes in at just over 104,000 tons, while soy oil incurs a net reduction of 2,900 tons for a marketing year low. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Thursday. The March contract falls 22 cents at $13.77 per bushel. March soy oil drops more than 9/10 of a cent at 58.44 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal loses $7.30 at $408.90 per short ton. Corn futures are also weaker on Thursday. The March contract is down 11.5 cents at $587.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are down hard as the March contract retreats 23 cents at $6.23. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as well, with Chicago March down 11 cents at $7.47. Kansas City March loses 18 cents at $7.60. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March plummets 27 cents at $8.93. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, January 13th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.